Introducing a different mindset. The Front Page. Radio Free. 102.3. KJLH. Out in the streets.
Nobody give a fuck out here in these streets. Every man is for himself. They ain't helping no one else. It's a hazard to your health. Living life in these cold streets.
Radio Free, 102.3 KJLH. It's the Front Page. It's a Radio Free Friday, and we'll continue to take your phone calls all the way up till 6 o'clock. And yes, I will get off at 6 o'clock today, Steve. Sorry. Been eating up a little bit of Steve Harvey's time this week. And he's been very gracious to allow us to do that. But, you know, we've talked so much about Trayvon Martin. We've been talking about Kendrick McDade. And, of course, he will be laid to rest this weekend. But some people keep saying, well, there's local incidents. Black on brown on brown, and we need to make sure we give as much attention to those, the violence in our own community, and be mindful of making sure we support the people that are dealing with that. We have some family and friends of a young man who was murdered right here in Inglewood, right around the corner from the station, more or less. He was trying to protect his 8-year-old son. We have friends and family, as I said. Joey Hickman, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Front Page. Now, also sitting here, you are his friend, a really close friend of the young man that was murdered, right?
Yes.
And you were at the scene.
Yes.
You were actually shot yourself.
Yes.
I see you have crutches.
Yes, I got shot in the foot.
Crazy.
Yes.
What were you guys doing?
We just cleaned up the garage.
Well, that's got to be a felony.
Yeah.
Cleaning up the garage.
Yeah.
So you were basically minding your own business in your own home.
Well, at his grandmother's house.
At his grandmother's house.
Yes. Mind our own business. Basically straightening up the garage. And out of nowhere, they just start shooting.
Were they in a car?
No.
They were walking?
Yes, from what they told me, yes.
Okay, now your back was turned,
yes,
to the shooters because you were working.
Yes.
And that's why you didn't see, even though you were shot.
Yes.
And what do you remember?
I remember we was having a conversation, just regular conversation, laughing. And just out of nowhere, we just started hearing gunshots. And like the first couple of initial gunshots, we didn't react to it because we didn't know what it was because our backs were turned. Fred just ran and covered up his son.
Fred Martin, the young man who,
yes,
your dear friend who was murdered.
Yes, he ran and covered up his son.
Probably saved his son's life, right?
Yeah, exactly.
His son is 8 years old.
Yes.
Yeah. Wife has a baby on the way.
Yes, she's 6 to 5 months, I believe.
Wow. And, of course, Fred did not survive that.
No.
Yeah. And so, the children, one child was there at the scene?
Yes, his 8-year-old son.
And you?
By myself, yes.
And him?
Yes.
And no one else saw what happened? That you know of?
No, not that I know of, but I believe people saw not coming forward.
All right, Front Page family. Come on now. You know you guys see everything. You hear everything. You can ask for anything on this show, and somebody has it or knows it. So we're asking you right now, right? I'm sure you guys want more information. Mashari Pratt is here. You are Fred's sister, right?
Yes.
Well, I got to tell all of you guys, I'm really sorry for your loss, and I think you're incredibly brave to get up here and come up here in the morning and get on the radio and talk about it. Must be a compelling reason. Why did you want to come and talk to the people?
wanted to get the message out there. Justice needs to be served. Like Joey said, we didn't have, you know, any vantage points in seeing the assailants and the attack. And so we're calling to the public, really, to see if anyone has any information, because we're working on limited facts right now, and it's an overwhelming process of an unprecedented event. And so we're trying to do the best we can to just bring justice to this unfortunate passing of my brother.
Wow, that's pretty heartbreaking. I know you must be devastated.
Yeah.
I mean, you're very poised and composed and very lovely, I would add.
Thank you.
But I know you've got to be heartbroken right now.
Yeah, I got the news, I guess it was a couple hours. I was actually in Europe when I got the news and immediately got on a 12-hour flight to come home, and not knowing any information, just knowing that something bad had happened and my mother needed me. That's all everyone kept telling me. Your mother needs you to come home right now. Your family needs you right now. And so, of course, I had to drop everything and get on the plane. And when I got here, you know, the situation was quite overwhelming. But like I said, my mother needed me, so I had to be a level-headed person in the situation and try to get everything out there and bring justice to this.
So if people really... What we're looking for right now, we're looking for information. Jair Person Lin is also here in the studio.
Yes, Jair Person Lin.
And the name sounds familiar. You might be related to one Kweku Person Lin.
Yeah, that's my father.
So, but actually, you are friends also.
Yes, I went to Parent Middle School as well as Westchester High School. And played football with Fred, and we actually used to ride to school together, Joey, Fred, myself, for a couple years while we were in high school, because we all lived in the same neighborhood.
I know you guys never thought you'd be having this conversation.
No, and especially not about Fred, especially, and I definitely want to make that clear. In these situations, a lot of times people have some sort of past that kind of led to this situation, and I want to make it clear, Fred was not that person. He did everything right by the standards. At 28, you have a college degree, you're married with children, homeowner, did everything right. I want to get that out there. This isn't there isn't an underlying story underneath that will later come out about something that he was doing that led to this.
Hardworking, I understand. A very hardworking young man.
Very hardworking, and a dedicated father also. And you can tell by his son and how he's responding that Fred was a good father and was teaching that young man how to be a man.
But Jay, what can people do? Where should they call? If people have information, where do they go?
If people have any information, we actually are in contact with the detective Jack Aranda.
Okay. We'll put that up at DominicDePrima.com and KGLHRadio.com so you could, if you don't remember. Jack Aranda, Englewood PD?
Yes.
And we'll put up the number as well. But most solid, you know where the Englewood PD is at, right back there behind the station. But the detective is Jack Aranda.
Yes.
And I'm sure people can call anonymously.
Of course.
Front Page Family, you know something. We know everything between all of us. I'm not saying I know everything. I know nothing. But y'all know a lot. And so we need to step forward right now. Any ideas what happened? I mean, you say there's no past. There's no secret story that's going to come out. Is there any idea whatsoever?
No.
Wow.
No, we had just came from Home Depot getting some supplies and stuff for his house, and we was actually about to put a lock on the garage door, and we had to be there only like 15 minutes before the gunfire happened.
So the baby, the 8-year-old, was grazed, right, with a bullet?
Yes.
He's okay?
Yes, he's...
Because his dad, because his dad shielded him, he's okay.
Yes, he's a strong little boy.
Well, I mean, I don't care how strong you are. To see your dad shot and killed, you know, I hope that he's, and I can tell that he must be getting a lot of support from you guys, but I hope he's getting some counseling and some help. But I don't, you know, that's something that's hard for adults to deal with.
Yes.
Yes, well, Trey, as he's affectionately known, is he is strong. He's surprisingly so. And, you know, Fred also had the child on the way. And one thing I want to mention is that as friends, so many friends on Facebook and Twitter were saying, what can we do? Teddy, who's also a great friend of Fred, myself, and some others got together. We created a We Pay account. We call it the Mac Martin Kids Fund. And you can go to wepay.com/donations. And in the search, just put Mac, and it came up as the second person. It's kind of long. The whole website is like wepay/donations/Mac/Mart. So,
how about if we just put the links somewhere?
Yeah, that's where we'll put
the link. How about we put the links on KJ, because they ain't nobody going to write all that.
Right now, it started, that would have been Wednesday night, and right now we're up to $1,960 from about 37 donors. So we want to get that up. We just, as his friends and his support network, we want to show his children what he meant to us and give them something for in honor of his memory. And the plan is to set up trust accounts for both children and split the money evenly, and it will go into those trust accounts. You know, hopefully something positive in the future, whether it be a year of college or a down payment on the home in the future. We just want to give them something in Fred's name, because Fred did mean a lot to us, and this is an extreme shock. And we've gotten donors from all over the nation. That we're all Joey, Fred, and I are all Westchester High School graduates, and the Comet family has really stepped up in a real way in these last 36 hours since the fund has been open.
And whenever something like this happens, it's unexpected. What we don't realize is, number one, many times not as many people come to check on that family as you would think. And number two, there are so many expenses and things that come up that you just have to deal with. And I'm sure a young pregnant mother is pretty overwhelmed at this point, having lost her husband and her baby grazed by a bullet. It's pretty much your mommy's nightmare. Shari?
Yeah, I was just going to say there are a lot of expenses need to be taken care of, but our family's not, we're not focused on Getting that. We're focused on trying to bring justice to the situation, because if I heard you correctly earlier, you know, no justice, no peace, and that's all we're really looking for is peace in Inglewood.
Yeah, everyone talks about that, and I'm just saying, my point was we need to update it. Peace without retreat. In other words, I'm going to stand here and be peaceful, but I expect you to do the right thing. I am watching you. I expect the law to function properly. If it does not, that's when we roll. And that's what I was saying about Trayvon Martin. That's what I was saying about Kendrick McDade. And I I'll include your case, which is that, you know, so many times we as black people, as brown people, have seen the law, the justice play out in a way that does not seem just, and in many times seems criminal. And I don't want us to turn the anger that we're feeling against ourselves and on one another. I want us to stay productive. So when I say peace without retreat, I say my army is ready. We're ready to march. But what we're doing right now is taking care of business. We're creating a trust fund for those babies. We are working with detectives. We are stepping forward if we know something, even if we have to do it anonymously or tell the friend of the friend of the friend of the friend, the squarest person you know, to go to the cops with the information. We need to stop this crap about, oh, I can't snitch, I can't. Why? Because if you don't, justice won't be done. And that's just It's stupid. It doesn't make any sense. And when I talk about Trayvon, when I talk about Kendrick, I'm saying, yeah, we're going to watch the Pasadena Police Department and the OIC, the OIR, and we're going to watch and see if that Justice Department gets on board, because we want to see transparency in a full, complete investigation. Same with Trayvon Martin. We want to see charges. We want to see arrests. But we're not going to be losing our minds and inflicting pain on our own community. We are going to be ready and handling our business. So people can go, in this particular case, they can go to wepay.com/donations, type in Mac. We'll have the links up.
Yeah, MAC.
They can also go to the Inglewood Police Department and Detective Jack Aranda. We're close to the end of the show. I probably want to squeeze in a few calls here. And you guys, please stay here. And whether it's about the case that we're talking about, you know, Fred Martin, your friend, your brother, or comment that something someone says may stir something, then please feel free to jump in. I want to just quickly here, though, Teddy Fletcher, you're also his friend.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You wanted to say something. What's your message?
First of all, I want to thank you for having us. I think it's real important what you're doing right now, and just getting the community aware. We want to shed light on the situation, you know. Mishari is speaking about justice, and we also want peace. And the fact that there was an 8-year-old boy involved, that speaks volumes, you know what I'm saying? And when you know better, you do better. We want to make sure that the peace message, you know, is brought out. You know what I'm saying? We don't just want to speak on justice or anything like that. We want to make sure that people know the full story, that Fred is a newlywed. He is a homeowner. He does have his own businesses, and he's doing the right thing, college graduate. And when you're just doing the right thing with your son, there's no reason that, you know, two people run up on you and decide that they want to just take your life. So we definitely just want to shed some light on the situation, because we can talk about other situations that happen other places, but this is right here at home. We live right down the street from the studio, you know? So it's really heartfelt. You know, I want the city of Inglewood to really step up on this, because this is one of our own. And we can talk about on Facebook all these other situations that are happening, but we need to talk about things that are really important and what matters in the situation right now.
Yeah. I gotta say, I hope, you know, that we'll do some stuff for the ones that are still here. You know, the little one, the kids. That's why I think donating to that trust fund is good. And some events, get involved in mentoring. One day I'll tell you a story that I'm not going to tell you right now that really shook me up about Trayvon. So we gotta focus on the ones that are here too, you know, and make sure that they're okay.
And real quick, I did want to say that the city of Inglewood, they, since it has happened, has stepped up. The Martin family is, or Fred Martin's family, his mother actually works out with Mayor Butts. So Mayor Butts has been by the house, has offered his condolences, and has assured us that, you know, the city of Inglewood will do all that they can. So we want to acknowledge him for that. And then also, if you're listening and you're a Texas Southern grad, this is your family. Westchester grad, this is your family. We need you right now.
Go to Tina from LA. Hi, Tina. Tina? You're on the air.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for taking my call. And I send my condolences going out to the Kendrick McDay family, the Trayvon Martin, and also Fred, and anyone else who's lost their family member up there recently. And I will continue to pray for them. But one thing that I wanted to say, I called in before, but I'm just thinking of you, I called in late. Geraldo was the first one to speak about the hoodies and that Trayvon should not have worn a hoodie. And I think that we should please stick to the issues of the matter to help make change of the 911 calls and stuff like that. And I know that Willie Lynch is like, what, 300 years? So I'm just hoping that these situations right here continue to help us to come closer and closer together to help work with each other. And I was just wondering if Tom Owens, that forensic gentleman that you had on this week, if he can have Zimmerman do a voiceover. I think that would be good.
A voiceover? Okay, I got to go. I'm not sure what you mean by a voiceover. What they did, Tom Owens, the forensic expert who found that the person yelling on the 911 tape of Trayvon Martin was not Zimmerman. He ruled out Zimmerman, almost 100% ruled him out as the person screaming for help, and that means it was more than likely Trayvon Martin. But he compared the earlier calls, the voice heard on the earlier calls when we know it was Zimmerman, to that screaming for help. He, with a computer program that does that, and his expertise, he compared it. So that's, I don't know what you mean by voiceover, that now they need to get a sample of Trayvon's voice to compare with the screaming, and that's what the family is looking for at this point. Sharonda Rockamore, I hope I'm saying that right. Is it Rockamore or Rockamore? Good morning. Sharonda?
Hi.
Hi.
My mom used to keep Fred as a little boy, she had a daycare, and it's just so sad for me to hear. My condolences go out to his mother, Eileen, his grandmother, Dolly Joe. He's a beautiful boy, and me.
Oh, your phone is going in and out. But I appreciate the call. Let's see. Let's go to Raynell calling from Victorville. Raynell, you're on. Raynell?
Yes.
Need the short version, please.
I'm sorry?
You're on the air, but I need the abbreviated version, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was calling in to address your question, what is justice to me?
Yep.
Okay, justice to me is equality. Regardless if it's black, white, brown, green, purple, it doesn't really matter to me, because injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. You know, I think the rallies, the marches, and the many voices and movements that I think they're very much necessary. And you know, just basically, it just seems like that history is just really repeating itself. And the people of the United States, you know, regardless, because there's not just African-American people that are getting involved.
Right now, I'm sorry, I got to go. I hate to be rough, but it's 5:57, and... Amanda Martin is calling us on the phone. She's the wife of Fred Martin, so of course I'm going to prioritize her call. Call me back. Okay, Tina. Good morning, Mrs. Martin.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling in. I know it's got to be so tough for you right now, and your friends and family here at KGLH, we really send our condolences and our prayers to you and your family.
Well, thank you very much. I just wanted to say, my main thing and my main focus is not only the kids, but also finding the people that did this. I don't think that the community really understands the person that Fred was. He was a great man. I mean, before Fred passed, he had a list of things to do. And one of the things on his list was volunteer at an Alzheimer's home. He wanted to find a place to volunteer. It's just so amazing to me that two people on foot in the middle of the day, nobody's seen anything. Like, I really need the community really to step up and play a real part in this, because it's unnecessary violence that's going on, and I really don't get it. I really don't get it. It's like they punched the clock on the wrong person, and I've never had anything in my life ever that happened to me that was so gut-wrenching. Like, this is amazing. I can't believe this. And I just would like the people of Inglewood to step up and, you know, just come forward with any information that you have. Because right now they're working with nothing, nothing at all. Nobody's seen anything. And I just don't believe that. I believe that somebody had to have seen something. And I'm just asking, please come forward. And please don't let what happened to Fred happened in vain. Like, let's do something about this, because it happened all over the world, as you guys have been talking about this morning. And I really believe that in order for us to make things happen, we have to come together. I'm just asking for the people of Inglewood, Los Angeles, whatever you've heard, whatever you know, please just come forward.
How's the little one doing?
Well, my child isn't born yet. I'm 5 months pregnant right now. And Trey, his son, who was involved, he's okay. He's in okay spirits, but I know that it is affecting him. And a lot of times kids are, I don't know what the correct word is. I just don't believe he's processed it 100% yet. I just think that it's all so surreal for him as it is for me, his mom, Mashari, Joey, everybody involved. Just to know the kind of person that Fred was is just not real.
Well, Mrs. Martin, I know it would have been your 1 year anniversary on Monday.
Yes.
And I'm so sorry for your loss. And I thank you for calling and sharing. Thank you guys all for getting up in the morning, coming down here. Please keep us updated.
No problem.
This is not one of these one-shot deals. We want to know what happens, and we want to know how we can help.
No, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We gotta go. It's time to pass the microphone to Steve Harvey. Amanda Martin, please keep us abreast of how we can help as well.
We definitely will, and thank you again, Dominique.
As you go on your way about your day, let's take a moment to affirm ourselves. Let's take a deep breath in and let us release. Today, let me remember, God is life, God is spirit, God is mind. God is the only power that is in control of life, spirit, and mind. Till next time, Radio Free Family, one love.